Blog Talk Radio.
AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo.
You are listening to The Drive at 5 Live, and I am your weekly host, Patricia McDowell, from the great city of Yonkers, New York. I'd like to welcome each and every one of you to The Drive at 5 Live. Each week, we will discuss health and wellness. We will guide you to the road to a better and healthier lifestyle with beneficial results. Before we call upon our guests, let me get out the way some of our sponsors of our Live at 5 Live. And these are our friends, we like to call the friends of the Drive at 5 Live. Have you heard about the new Jewel in town? It's Jewels by Elan. They are a must destination store in Westchester County. Ellen Edwards of Jewels by Elan has hosted many events in the store. Some recent events are poetry jams, charity events, in-store jewelry parties, book signing, just to name a few. All this is done with a Soho vibe. Ellen features a line she designs, as well as some new up-and-coming designers. It's a great place to shop and browse and have a conversation, and perhaps a cup of tea. If you haven't stopped by yet, do yourself a favor and take a peek. During this holiday season, she's going to have some special holiday hours on Saturday where she's going to bring in other vendors, and so you want to definitely make sure you contact her and to see what the schedules are like or to see what her schedules are posted on her website, which is Jewels by Elan. That's JewelsByElan.com. Again, that's Jewels by Elan. And if you want to see what her schedule, she has her holiday schedule posted on her website. Or you can call directly, which is 914-512-8578. That's 914-512-8578. So you may want to hop over there and see all the wonderful things that she has going for this holiday season. And I know she's going to have a Cyber Day special, as well as a Black Friday event. Okay, next, there's no place quite like the Dominican Republic. That's because its history is the result of an unlikely mixture of influences. Nowhere else will you find a blend of European, African, and native Tingo Indian culture. Why do people come to DR? Because of its oceanfront location and the breathtaking views. No matter what kind of visitor you are, the Dominican Republic has something for you. To experience this great location while staying at a five-star hotel resort, visit lifestyledreamvacation.com. That's lifestyledreamvacation.com. Avon, the company for women. With the holidays fast approaching, many of us are creating our holiday gift list and checking it twice. If you are looking to buy gifts, for example, clothes, flip-flops, the Flip HD video camera, jewelry, then Avon is your one-stop dream shopping experience. You can shop at the comfort of your home. Looking to make extra money? Become an Avon representative. Call today, 914-447-1089. That's 914-447-1089. Call today. Okay, I think we have, and of course, our main sponsor is Artists International. And as we all know, and we've been discussing, Artists International has gone green. So if you're using household products like Tide or Ajax or whatever, you may want to think about going green with Artists International. And Artists International also has wellness as well as weight loss program. So go to BodyMagic2Go.com. That's BodyMagic2Go. Okay, so now we're going to call upon our guest, and that's Dr. Carol Osborne, DVM, has gained national recognition as an authority in holistic veterinarian medicine and health care for pets. She is our nation's first veterinarian to be certified as a diplomat of the American Board of Anti-Aging Medicine, the founder and president of the American Pet Institute, the Pet Anti-Aging Wellness Society, and PAWS, Pet Anti-Aging Wellness System. Dr. Carol has pioneered the explosion of new therapies for the treatment and prevention of age-related degenerative disease, as well as promotion of optimum health and performance for our pets. And, you know, everyone knows I love pets, and I have my dog, Lucky, who we will probably hear in a few minutes. So let's call upon the doctor.
Hello. Hi, Pat. It's Dr. Carol. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being a guest on our show. And we're so excited. I know that my listeners, I sent out tons of email blasts to people specifically, not only to my radio show, but I also have a pet group, and I've sent emails out to them. So I'm hoping that everybody will have the opportunity to get on board so they can hear all the wonderful things that you're going to share with us this evening.
That sounds excellent to me.
Okay, can you tell us, you want to start off by telling us a little bit more about yourself, how you got into this industry? And
absolutely. I'm a pet lover and a veterinarian, a graduate of the Ohio State College of Veterinary Medicine. And I've practiced traditional medicine for about the first 10 years. And all of a sudden, I hit a point where my puppies and kittens that had been doing so well for such a long time suddenly became senior citizens, and they were filled with all kinds of aches and pains from cancer and arthritis and diabetes. The list goes on. And when I really took a minute to try to find products available on the market to really help these pets improve their quality of life, I came up with a blank. And that set me off to study and to research and to try to find a better natural way to truly help these pets enjoy a quality of life and to try to repair organ function so that that would in fact be possible. I then became board certified in anti-aging medicine for humans, and I took that knowledge and applied it to pets and have developed formulas and life strategy protocols that do increase health, wellness, and longevity so effectively in pets that we currently have small dogs about 30 pounds enjoying quality life at age 24, and we have large dogs over 80 pounds enjoying healthy years and days at the age of 19, which is pretty phenomenal when you think about it, just by using natural foods and recipes and making some smart decisions.
Wow, that is just phenomenal. And I know you have several websites in which you have information. You want to share that information with the listeners at this time?
Absolutely. my site is carolonpets.com, and that site is filled with information, articles, tips, and anti-aging updates for dogs and cats. Just a load of wonderful, helpful, easy-to-understand information that pet owners are welcome to log on to and review at any time they wish. For pet owners that might have further questions, they're welcome to call my toll-free number at any time of mutual convenience.
And you also have a blog. Tell us a little bit about that.
I do have a blog, which is simply carolonpets.com/blog. Very interactive website. Again, tips, articles, loads of information, and it's very active. People, you know, share their experiences between, you know, products, disease entities, as well as various wellness protocols. And we welcome everyone to log on and enjoy.
I'm sure they do. I visited your website, and I can see the various dialogues and entries that people have posted on your blog, and it's just and also I should also say the cute photos and recipes. Someone put a beef and veggie labradoodle weenie lasagna on there.
yeah, there's all kinds of great recipes. That the labradoodle recipe I think is one of about six recipes that are available online for dogs and cats that were done through an interview with the Whole Foods chain in a little newsletter that they have called Natural Awakenings. But yes, there's all kinds of wonderful goodies on there that are great for every day, and perhaps for some might even be a holiday consideration.
Absolutely. I don't know if you're aware, but I do have a dog. His name is Lucky, and Lucky's a handful. He's 2 years old, and we're having battles over food. I know the doctor for myself, and I'm sure other pet owners are facing the same thing. The doctor recommends that he only eat hard food. And Lucky really doesn't like hard food.
Now, why does he recommend only eating hard food, may I ask?
Just to keep his teeth are beautiful, so to keep his teeth healthy. So I'm at my wit's end fighting with this dog. You know, the teeth try to camouflage the food in some kind of way to make him eat. And then my neighbor said, you know, you may should give him chicken. But I noticed that my dog really doesn't do well with meat products. So he must be like a vegetarian like myself. He really doesn't do well.
And when you say that he doesn't do well, can you be a little more specific?
Oh, well, for myself, I can see his bowel movement is very loose, and he goes more often. And I noticed that if he's a little hyper, then he's regurgitating.
What kind of a dog is Lucky?
He's a Bichon.
He's a little Bichon. And what type of food are you currently feeding?
I try to buy the best. What's the what's the thing? Now you're gonna make me go. Eka, wait a minute.
You know, there are so many foods out there.
Yukanuba. Yukanuba, yes.
Yukanuba. There's a wide variety of pet foods out there, canned, dry, semi-moist, you name it, they've got it. And the thing to realize when people talk about feeding their dogs table food, well, if you look at the labels of all those commercial pet products out there, they are gorgeous. They've got beautiful artwork, wonderful commercials, and beautiful pieces of fresh meat and veggies, all kinds of nice things on those labels. And what that's really telling you is that those fresh foods are as good for you as they are for your pet. Meaning that should we feed our pets, for example, with the upcoming Thanksgiving holiday, should we take those scraps, the turkey fat and the gravy and those types of things and slip them into the dog's bowl as opposed to throwing them into the trash can? Well, the truth is, if you're not going to eat it, neither should your pet. Now, on the other hand, would a meal of, let's say, a little bit of turkey, some sweet potatoes and broccoli, would that be as healthy and as wonderful a meal for Lucky as it is for your family pet? Absolutely, it would. Now,
really?
Now you mentioned that Lucky gets a little bit nervous. Well, one of the things about eating turkey is it contains the amino acid L-tryptophan. So if you've ever noticed a bunch of people, they have a great big Thanksgiving dinner, and then everybody sits down, kind of watches the TV, and gets a little bit sleepy. Part of the reason for that is because L-tryptophan causes a little bit of sleepiness, so it calms us down. And if you think about that another way, if you were only to eat crackers every day, hard crackers, but not brush your teeth, what do you think your breath would smell like?
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
Probably just terrible. And the answer is, it's great to feed hard food to pets. It's a little bit crunchy. We've been trained by the TV commercials and by that pet food industry that's what pets need. But if you think about the fact that if you just ate crunchy food all day and never brushed your teeth, yes, your breath would be terrible and your dental health would be less than optimal. Those facts are as true for your pet, again, as they are for you. So the theory behind dry food cleaning your dog's teeth, that's a fallacy, unfortunately. Are these kinds of meals, for example, we've got a great big upcoming holiday. What is a healthy meal for a pet if you're considering going to the homemade route? Well, one-third lean protein. That could be anything from turkey or chicken to veal, beef, venison, fish, or even eggs. One-third of your meal would then be a long-acting carbohydrate. Choices in that category may include any type of rice, pasta, noodles, or macaroni, as well as oatmeal. And then the third part of that diet, the last one-third, would be fresh veggies, with broccoli being right at the top of the list, but other choices would include cauliflower, green beans, string beans, carrots, peas, spinach. The list goes on and on. But for example, let's just say that you were to choose turkey, a sweet potato, and some green beans for Mr. Lucky. Well, you could cook that up any way that you liked. Now, a little Bichon, most Bichons, probably weigh in the range of, what would you say, Pat, 20 to 30 pounds? Close to 20, I hope. What does Lucky weigh in at?
He's probably pushing closer to 30.
He's pushing 30 pounds, okay.
Yeah.
And what? How much do you feed him? Perhaps a cup of food twice a day?
I feed him twice a day, and I have a little measuring cup from Heinz dog food. So it's like a small cup, actually.
Okay. Well, a cup of food, if you were wondering, well, gee, I normally feed Lucky just about a cup of this dry food morning and night. How would I know what quantity to replace that with if I wanted to make Lucky something special for Thanksgiving, let's say? The exact same amount. The 2 cups a day of your dry food, one for breakfast and one for dinner, would be pretty much the exact same amounts that you would feed Lucky if you decided to try a homemade recipe. Now, if you took those ingredients that I suggested, your turkey, sweet potato, and green beans, after you cooked them up and mixed them together, you could add a little bit of extra virgin olive oil. Why? Well, it enhances the smell as well as the taste, and it's a great source of omega-3 fatty acids. And then you have to remember that dogs like food that smells good, so you want to season up those recipes. Now, the top 3 flavors most dogs enjoy, barbecue sauce, pasta or tomato sauce, and the brown sauce that a lot of the Chinese carryout comes in, which is called tamari, T-A-M-A-R-I sauce. And you can go to just about any grocery store and buy yourself a bottle of low-sodium tamari for just maybe a dollar or two a bottle.
Mm-hmm.
And my guess is that if you were to try that, Lucky would be most pleased with his Thanksgiving meal. We recommend meals like this for many pets that are easily balanced, again, by speaking with your veterinarian and simply adding in a balanced vitamin mineral supplement. With respect to dental health, brushing your dog's teeth every day is the best, just like it is for your own teeth. And there are also a myriad of products available online, at retail, as well as through your veterinarian, that will help you to keep your dog's teeth, gums, and breath just as healthy and clean as you would like them to be.
Well, thank you for that. I'm sure that all my listeners are listening in and jotting all that information down, which is phenomenal.
You know, one of the biggest things that I find as a veterinarian over the holidays is that because it is a holiday time and everybody's scurrying to buy the ingredients, get the family members together, prepare the home, it's also a very stressful time. And even though it's hard to imagine the stress that we as humans feel, our pets feel it just as much as we do, even though a lot of times we don't realize that. And one thing that's very helpful for pets over the holidays, brushing up on your pet IQ, as I say, is to try to keep your pet's routine as close to normal as you possibly can, which, again, helps to minimize stress. For those of you that, you know, just don't think that that's possible, or you're wondering, gosh, I'm traveling, it's going to be so hectic, there are simple things, homeopathic remedies, such as Box 5 Flower Remedy, a simple, safe homeopathic mixture of 5 flowers. You can put a couple drops in your pet's food, dish, water bowl, or directly into the mouth. 100% safe, and it just cuts the edge a little bit. They don't go to sleep. It doesn't make them groggy, but it does a wonderful job of relieving stress. By the same token, if you and or your pet finish your holiday meal and feel like your tummy's not quite the way you want it to be, a little cup of warm peppermint tea, again, it's as soothing to your stomach as it would be for Lucky.
You just put that in the water bowl, though, peppermint tea.
You can put a little cup of tea right into the water bowl, and it works like a charm. For people, and perhaps even Lucky, I can't say for sure, for those dogs with really sensitive stomachs, and you change one little thing and oops, you know, the stool gets loose or get a little bit of a tummy upset, remember that very simple things, adding in a full-spectrum digestive enzyme supplement, a simple product containing your basic digestive enzymes normally made by the pancreas, amylase, lipase, pepsin, 5 enzymes to digest those nutrients. Just adding a little bit of that supplement can kind of take the load off that dog's pancreas. And for those of you where we've had a little bit of a tummy upset, we've been on a course of antibiotics, we're a little bit stressed out, and the stool is getting a bit soft, probiotics, which we refer to as friendly bacteria, actually something called lactobacillus. Pat, I bet you've seen that commercial on TV for Activia yogurt.
Yes,
Okay. Well, that's the concept behind that, is that yogurt has a certain amount of these friendly lactobacillus bacteria. Now, if you really had a little tummy problem, you'd have to eat so much yogurt that you'd probably get a tummy ache from eating the yogurt if that's what you did. But again, probiotic supplements available online through your veterinarian and as well as at retail do a great job of replacing the stomach and intestines with bacteria that are needed to absorb the nutrients in our diet once they've become digested. So keeping those little things in mind can help tremendously to keep the digestive system, stomach issues, et cetera, just the way you want them to be, to minimize stress and not to end up standing in one of those long emergency lines over the holidays, which most of us would prefer to avoid.
Yes, absolutely. Can you tell us a little bit about Paws? I think many people have seen it on TV, and you know, we want to know a little bit more about it. Can you tell us a little bit about the Paws?
I certainly can. Paws is a product that is a natural vitamin supplement. Couple formulas. One is patented for dogs, the other for kitties. And basically, it's just a natural, comprehensive vitamin supplement. There's nothing in the product that you can't buy at a GNC or a Vitamin World, for example. It comes in a morning, which is an AM, and a PM, which is an evening supplement, given to dogs. We'll talk about dogs because of Lucky, given to dogs based on age and body weight, that simply promotes health, longevity, and wellness. It helps to keep young dogs healthy for a longer amount of time than nature would normally provide, and in many older animals with various ailments, it will help to sort of turn back the clock, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, eating properly and balancing our diet out with the vitamins and minerals that our body needs does, in fact, help to promote an increase in an individual's healthy lifespan. Part of the aging process, or the way that the good Lord decided it should be, if you will, mm-hmm. is that for people and for pets, we have a sort of a clock inside of our body, if you will. And as we grow and then reach adulthood and finally maturity, which in a human is at about age 35, in most dogs it's at the age of 2 years old. Well, at that point in time where the body's biologic clock, if you will, has reached maturity, it is at that point in time that the body simply starts to naturally make less and less of certain vital nutrients.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the reasons why, for example, as we get older, we start to have digestive issues. Perhaps when we were a little bit younger, we could eat, let's say, Mexican food, and everything was great. But now you sit down to a nice dinner, we eat that same dinner that we used to eat 5 or 10 years ago, and suddenly we're not feeling so good. We've got an upset stomach.
Mm-hmm.
And that's partly because our body naturally makes less digestive enzymes, less of certain vitamins and minerals and nutrients than it did when we were younger. So supplementing the body with those nutrients helps to prolong the healthy lifespan.
Mm-hmm. So you, on your website, you have a video that shows before and after of a dog. He's pretty much not focused. He's having difficulties going up the stairs. And then you show an after, and he's focused. He's going up the stairs with a little pep, and then he's running around the yard. At 2 years old. Is that the result of Paws?
It is in many, many dogs. And I'll give you an example. Two examples. Let's take arthritis, which most of us are very familiar with. Published data shows that by the time pets, in this case we'll talk about dogs, are at age 2, and by the time humans are at age 35, approximately 85% of dogs and humans have signs of arthritis in the x-rays, whether or not visible signs of achy joints are present. And as we age, those achy joints become more and more painful. So once again, supplementing the body with the nutrients to help our bones and joints maintain their healthy status, that's one of the things that the Paws product in this case does. Let's take our brains. Our brains, as well as pets' brains, including Lucky, our brains age seven times more quickly than the body. That's why, as sometimes we, let's say in humans, hit the age of 50 or so, and many pets over the age of 10, the pet stops coming to the front door to greet mom and dad when they come home. He or she stops becoming what we refer to as an active member of the family. Now, for humans, I'll bet you there's a couple of listeners in the crowd, and you did something 5 minutes ago, and golly jeepers, you can't remember what it was. Yeah. And that is a sign of an aging brain. So how can we reverse that? Well, dementia or senility, or what is officially termed Alzheimer's disease, the changes that occur in a human brain are quite similar to the changes that occur in a pet's brain. The difference in pets is that pets age approximately seven times more quickly than we do. So the changes that we see in our pets and the rate that they age is so much quicker than it is in you and I, Pat, that by simply adding these nutrients back into the diet of these pets, we do see some pretty phenomenal changes. And instead of those pets just sort of lying in the corner and sleeping most of the day and then getting you up all night and say, hey, mom, I've got to go out, I've got to do this, you know, an interference of sleep-wake cycles, appetite discrepancies, excess body weight, getting those dry, flaky hair coats, itching all the time, not wanting to jump up on the bed, not greeting mom and dad at the door, those are all signs of aging. And by simply, again, giving the body back what it needs, a lot of those signs can be reversed and retarded, as well as in younger animals, prevented by simply supplementing the body with those specific nutrients. And then you might think, well, gosh, I feed my pet this very expensive pet food, and the label says that it's got all these nutrients in it. So why would I need to buy more vitamins when I'm feeding my pet the very best food? Shouldn't he be able to enjoy an optimal quality of life by just feeding him an excellent diet? And unfortunately, no matter how much we eat, Pat, whether it's you, whether it's me, or whether it's Lucky, it's just not possible to eat all the nutrients that our body would require to sustain and or maintain a level of optimal health. And you might say, well, that doesn't make any sense at all, Dr. Carroll. Well, let's just take vitamin E as one single example. Lucky's daily requirement of vitamin E, for him to get that simple requirement, he would have to eat approximately 5,000 calories a day. And that's just to get that amount of that one single nutrient. Well, if Lucky started eating 5,000 calories a day, he would soon become so plump that he would then be facing all the health issues that are associated with being overweight. And, you know, what would that be? Well, once again, it would be everything from arthritis and diabetes and cancer to heart, liver, and kidney upset, et cetera. So there's your answer right there. And you're thinking, what is she talking about? Golly, I didn't know any of this stuff.
And I tell you, just, you know, it's just so, I mean, well, you know, they're a member of your family, and that's what you have. And hopefully you love the member of your family and do the right thing by them.
I think that we all try to. And, you know, one of the biggest things I see is people are always wanting to give their dog a treat to show their pet just how much they love them. Mm-hmm. And sometimes by giving our pets all those treats, what happens is that we're sort of killing them with kindness, if you will. And what happens is they put on a pound here and they put on a pound there. And before you know it, we've got sort of a pet that's got too much weight on his. He's carrying around too much weight. We've got chubby pets. And the best treats are love, a belly rub, a cuddle, a great walk in the morning and at night. Those are the best treats, love. And love's calorie-free, so you can never give too much love. Over the holidays, what's a great treat? Try to remember healthy treats. Fresh vegetables are wonderful, and they're healthy treats. High fiber and low calorie. And then people say, well, gosh, I don't even know if my dog would eat a fresh vegetable. And you'd be surprised if you play a little bit, whether it's carrots or celery or a little piece of broccoli or some green beans. A lot of pets love fresh vegetables. Whether you've got a teething puppy and you don't know what to do, hey, take some carrots, celery, and green beans, throw them in the freezer, take them out, they're cold, those little puppies chew on those. The cool makes those inflamed, irritated gums feel better. And what are you doing? Healthy homemade treats. In older animals, again, you've got a healthy treat, but it's fiber, so we're not packing on the pounds. We're only offering a healthy treat. For those of you that might say, well, I want to do all these great things for my dog, and I'd like to share a nice Thanksgiving meal with my pet, but he's a little chunky, and I don't want to make him any heavier. So what should I do? Well, the last thing you want to do is just feed your pet one big meal a day. And unfortunately, I see that as a mistake that is often made. What you want to do is to get your body to start working for you. And what does that mean in English? It means small, multiple meals, ideally every 4 hours or six times a day, which isn't realistic for most of us. But like you, you're feeding Lucky breakfast and dinner. For those of us that have a little extra time to be home, we can go with a breakfast and a lunch and a dinner. For those of you that want to get really serious about losing those extra pounds, there's all kinds of timed commercial pet feeders available at a variety of retail outlets, very reasonably priced. And you can set those little timers to deliver a constant amount of food, let's say, at 4 to 6 hour intervals. And does that mean you're feeding your dog 4 to 6 times more? Certainly not. You're taking the total daily ration of food, and you're simply dividing it into 4 or 5 or 6 portions a day. Mm-hmm. You can increase the fiber and increase the protein and reduce those carbohydrates. And what does that do? It fills up our tummies, and it helps us remove a couple of those excess pounds.
Wow.
For those of you that are interested in removing excess pounds.
Well, for the long run, it's not good. Just like for humans, it's not good for the dog to have all the excess pounds.
All that excess weight is a detriment. And for individuals interested in determining just what kind of physical condition their pet is in, for dog owners, you can simply stand behind your pet, take your hands and place them on either side of your dog's rib cage, just behind the front legs, and run your fingers along the rib cage all the way from the front to the back. And the rule of thumb is that you should be able to easily feel but not see each rib. And then right in front of those hind legs, dogs should have a little tucked up area called a waist. Now, for those of you that can easily see and feel each rib, well, those pets need to put on a few pounds. For those of you that can easily feel but not see each rib, and you've got that nice little waist, those pets are lean, and that is ideal. Perfect physical condition. And then for those of us that can't see or feel either rib, and you can definitely pinch a whole lot more than an inch, that's a signal that it's time to talk to your veterinarian and think about a reducing plan. But before you want to make any dramatic change to your pet's lifestyle or diet, you know, talk to your veterinarian and review your pet's health status. Make sure that for those of you with older pets, that health disorders from diabetes, liver, and kidney disease are not present, because those conditions, even a low thyroid, can cause pets to gain a little bit of excess weight, when in reality it's not that they are fat, it's that they've got a medical disorder that makes it appear that they're a little bit overweight. And your veterinarian will be able to help you differentiate the two conditions through a physical exam and a set of blood tests, for example. And then if the coast is clear, then you can both discuss, you know, feeding, diet, you know, and all the things that go with that. And don't forget about exercise, because, again, it's healthy for you and it's healthy for your pet. And if you set 2 times of the day aside, and even for you couch potatoes out there, if you start with a 20-minute walk in the morning before you go to work and perhaps a 20-minute walk when you get home, you can increase that walk gradually, a little bit of time, as you and your pet both improve on your physical condition. If you're walking around the block and your pet lays down and opens his mouth and starts panting and looks at you, he's telling you that he's had enough and he's ready to go back home. You never want to overexert your pet, especially in an older animal. Even for people out there with kitties, if you set aside for indoor cats, 4 10-minute play sessions is the stated amount of exercise needed so that an indoor cat can get the activity they need to match that available to an outdoor kitty. What you'll find is those dogs and cats will be sitting right there waiting for you, and that'll be part of your special time where you and your four-legged best friend, you know, will bond, will get closer together, and it'll be a time that many pet owners will end up looking forward to just as much as their pet does.
What kind of activities should you do in the home? You know, especially those people like myself who are in, you know, live in New York area, where we're now fastly approaching winter, and you really can't really go out as much. What kind of games would you suggest that you play with your pet indoors?
Well, you have to get creative and think up games. For kitty owners, you can take a fishing line and hang anything from it. You know, over the back of a chair, you know, feathers. You can take, for example, a little empty film container and put some raw lentils in there, shake it up, throw it in a box. You can make little obstacle courses out of different boxes with holes in one end that they can go through and play with. Buy a little catnip. It's a perfectly safe herb. Cats love it. You can rub it on a few toys or on a few of the stairs, if you will, for those of you that might have a kitty tree, and encourage your cat to go up and down. Pat, for people living in close-knit quarters, apartments, condos, New York City, for example, again, with dogs, if you have stairs, even walking up and down the stairs, let's say 4 times in the morning and 4 times at night, you can practice yoga, Reiki, massage with your dogs. You can stretch and flex a pet's limbs. You can think of fun little creative games, playing hide and seek, for example, with some of the little toys that you can put little different kinds of foods in the compartments. And then when the pets are able to figure it out, they get a reward. Remember to fill them with low-calorie, healthy pet treats. Mm-hmm. And they have all kinds of new little tronic or electronic type toys, from laser type games available for dogs and cats. They even have little indoor treadmills. You can spend your 20 minutes on the treadmill, and then you can place your dog on the treadmill, and he can have a little workout too. In fact, the treadmill's available for dogs like Lucky. It's called the Jogga Dog. and the dogs seem to enjoy it. And again, it's easy. It's right there at home. You don't have to go out in all the, you know, cold and snow and even worry about that.
Mm.
You don't sound very excited
very
by the thought of that.
No, very good. No, well, I tell you, Lucky and I, we take nice brisk walks during the day, twice a day. And then the final walk is a shorter walk, but then we walk 9 flights of stairs.
And that 9 flights of stairs is absolutely real, honest-to-goodness exercise that's as good for your bones and your muscles and your joints as it is for your heart and your lungs. So you're getting not only a physical workout, but also an aerobic workout. And, you know, another answer is, you know, what about pets that are having a variety of arthritic issues and really can't go run around the block, let's say? Well, first of all, remember that not exercising an arthritic joint increases the chances of permanent disability by over one-third, over 33%. So the worst mistake you can make is not exercising if you have achy joints, number one. Number two, never forget that massage, hydrotherapy, water therapy, swimming, those are wonderful. Again, providing physical and healthy aerobic activity. Little pets can swim in a little kid's swimming pool. For those of you that live in nice warm climates, for those of you that are in cities like Lucky, where we're faced with the ice and the snow, again, you've got to get a little bit creative. Little tiny dogs could even swim in your bathtub, for example. You can take rubbing and massage, even just flexing and stretching a particular limb. Flex it for 5 seconds, relax it for 10. Flex for 5, relax for 10. Very simple, can be done right on the living room floor. But it will definitely help to increase the mobility and flexibility of those sore joints.
Mm-hmm.
You still don't sound very excited.
No. This is really all good stuff, and I'm hoping that people are listening. And I think one of the things you said, and I think we all make the mistake, even with ourselves, is that when we do get aches and pain, we tend to nurture and baby that particular injury, and I think we do that with our pets as well. So it's good to hear that when you do have aches and pains, or your dog has aches and pain, or cat, whatever, that you should still engage them in some kind of physical activity.
And that's exactly correct. And whether it's something as simple as swimming or massage, remember that there are a myriad of alternative or holistic therapies. Acupuncture, for example, is something that is very non-invasive, but does provide a temporary relief for many of these older pets and people with aches and pains. And from what's another little tip about arthritis applicable to people and pets? You want to stay away from tomatoes, potatoes, and eggplant. Those are members of the nightshade family, and those foods tend to aggravate arthritis and achy bones and joints. But again, there are many great foods available that do not contain potatoes, tomatoes, or eggplant in this case.
I'm a little confused, because you said that one of the things that we should give our pets is a little, little barbecue sauce, or pasta sauce, which is tomato.
Oh, okay, and you're right, and that's an excellent question.
Mm-hmm.
The things that I suggest are generalities, each of which has to be tailored for that particular pet. So if you have a pet with arthritis, you wouldn't want to put on tomato sauce and choose potatoes as your carbohydrate. On the other hand, you could choose tamari sauce, and you could choose oatmeal or brown rice as your carbohydrate source. And then you've got a wonderful meal for an arthritic dog, not giving that animal anything that would further aggravate his or her arthritis or achy bones or joints.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, that makes sense. Uh-huh.
What else can I tell you? So keep those snacks and treats the food-bearing ones, to less than 5% of your pet's diet, and always at least feed your pet breakfast and dinner. It's so much easier on the body and physiologically so much healthier than that one big meal a day, if you will. The other thing... I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, good. I'm fine.
I was just going to say that for people having in family, friends, and guests for the holidays, it's very easy for a pet to sort of scamper right out the front door and be lost. So it's a great time to check that your pet does have his or her ID tags on and that the information that you have on there is current and up to date, so that if your pet does slide out the door, you will be able to retrieve him or her, and you won't end up with a lost pet.
Very good advice. Very good advice. One of the things I was going to ask you was, what do we do for our pets to try to keep them healthy? You know, from getting cold and this and that and the other. You know, I watch my my neighbors, and they have the dogs bundled up with the hat, the sweater, and then on top of the sweater is a jacket, and it's only 60 degrees out. I mean, when is it too much that we put on our pets?
That, Pat, is an excellent question. And my answer is that you would dress your pet according to the weather outside in a similar manner to how you would dress yourself. Mm-hmm. So if it's very cold out and you're wearing a jacket, unless you've got a Siberian husky or a dog that's made for winter weather, huskies, malamutes, etc., he's going to need some kind of a jacket too. If it's too cold outside for you, chances are it's too cold for your pet as well. For pets in the summertime, remember that pets, unlike humans, have to open their mouth and pants in order to lose heat. We're able to sweat to reduce our body temperatures, but dogs and cats have very inefficient sweat glands located in their foot pads, which is why they have to open their mouth and pant, if you will, in order to cool down. So don't overdress in the summer. Don't underdress in the winter. For those of you traveling over the holidays, making your plans well ahead of time. For those of you with the little brachiocephalic breeds, the ones that have the pushed-in faces, the pugs, Boston Terriers, Lhasas, those type of breeds. Remember that breathing for those animals is already a bit compromised by virtue of the breed in and of itself. So if you're traveling and you are able to take that pet with you and he can fit right underneath your seat, that's ideal. For those of you who are not able to do that, or your pet is too large to fit under your seat, then you want to try to book nonstop direct flights. Remember, they've got an airline just for pets. It's called PetAirways.com. Caters specifically to pets, which is pretty terrific, I think. And always ask if there are any dried flowers on the flight. Dried flowers are often packed in dry ice, or fresh flowers, if you will, are packed in dry ice. The fumes from that can be extremely toxic. So just simple questions like that help to eliminate a myriad of problems that can occur while people are traveling, particularly over the holidays when things are twice as hectic as they would normally be. And if it's very, very hot, over 85 degrees Fahrenheit outside, if it's very, very cold, it's best not to have your pet put into that cargo section of the plane. It would be much wiser to simply wait until the weather breaks. If that necessitates, a change in your travel plans, it's definitely a consideration, for you. On the other hand, remember that thousands and thousands of hotels, motels, campsites, lodgings, from the ritziest to the most simple, have opened up their arms and their doors to pets as well as their people. So choices for traveling with your pets over the holidays are endless. Whether you're going to the slopes or down to the beach, there are all kinds of fun venues that readily welcome people and pets and have all kinds of wonderful little goodies and specific programs tailored to keep those pets' tails wagging and coming back for more.
I mean, and for those people who, one of the places that I travel to year after year, they're just not pet-friendly yet. They haven't gotten it yet. So my choice is always to leave my pet home and then have someone come in. What do you recommend for my listeners who are traveling and the location of choice is not providing them with the opportunity to bring their loved ones with them? What do you suggest?
Again, there are a myriad of options available for those people, from a pet sitter to a boarding kennel to a great neighbor, to talking with your veterinarian or going to a local boarding facility. There's also a group online, PetSittersOfAmerica.com, and those are people that love pets, many of which will come to your home a certain number of times a day, feed your pet, take him or her out for a jaunt around the block, and they do it at no charge because they just love pets.
Wow, that's phenomenal. That's really phenomenal. Pet lovers, Pet Sitters of America.
PetSittersOfAmerica.com.
Wow. On my personal website, I have a link to, I just added a link for, or should a tab, a pet tab for the individuals. I'm going to add all this information that you're sharing with. I'm going to add that to my website so I can share with my listeners.
There's another site, just because you happen to mention that, travelingwithpets.com. It's got all kinds of great information from pet sitters, and how can you care for, how can you be sure that you've got and chosen a reliable source to care for your pet while you're gone. On the other hand, for those of you that do want to travel with your pets, all kinds of lodgings and accommodations that are pet-friendly and offer a myriad of venues appropriate for pets and children, pets and seniors, et cetera. And for those of you that are single and traveling with pets, remember that pets are a great icebreaker, a great way to spark up new conversations, meet new people, and make new friends.
Yes, that's very true. Very, very true. Well, that is, well, I tell you, you are really, truly a wealth of information. And if my listeners would like to get in contact with you, how would they go about doing so?
They can simply call my office toll-free. We're located in Ohio, and our toll-free phone is 866-372-2765. Or for those of you that remember words a little more easily, it's simply 1-866-DR-CAROL, which is D-R-C-A-R-O-L.
And I'm sure a lot of my listeners have seen you on TV, seen the product Paw, and they may want to purchase that. How would they get in contact with you if they want to have or start buying the Paw?
For individuals interested in my supplements, they're welcome to log on to my website at www.drcarol.com, which is just D-R-C-A-R-O-L. .com. They're welcome to call our office toll free at the 1-866-DR-CAROL phone number. And they're welcome to read through my blog and my informational site at carolonpets.com.
Excellent, excellent. Well, I tell you, you've been really a wealth of information. And I picked up one of the local papers I believe it was The Awakening, and that's where I saw the article in which you had written. And
yes,
in that article. Okay.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. Okay.
Oh, well, that article, I didn't write that article. That article was written by a woman from Natural Awakenings, and that apparently is a newsletter type magazine that's offered at the Whole Food Markets, you know, from coast to coast. And there's some fun holiday recipes in that for dogs as well as kitties that you can think about. And I also want to say to remember, don't give pets as gifts. Pets are such a personal decision that if you're thinking of getting someone a pet as a gift, get them a book, a leash, a collar, a food bowl, accessories. And then remember that there's so many things that go into making what is truly a lifetime decision and commitment, matching up personalities and lifestyles and environments between the recipient of the pet and the pet itself, that getting someone, you know, that type of information as a gift and then making the choice together is a far better way to go than just grabbing that fluffy little pet in the window and then finding out that it really doesn't meet, you know, your lifestyle or your needs.
That's so true. And then what happens, the sad things about that is that a couple of months after the holidays, you see these poor pets in the pet store. I mean,
well, not only in the pet store, but you know, but running loose on the street, and the shelters are filled with millions of wonderful pets just out there looking for good homes. And unfortunately, you know, when we're out there spaying and neutering our pets, and you'll probably get some feedback on this, but the truth of the matter is, when we're spaying and neutering our pets, we're not doing that for the health or wellness of our pets. The reason that we are doing that is because, unfortunately, there are so many irresponsible pet owners out there that we end up with all these pregnant animals and then all these unwanted pregnancies and puppies and kittens without homes. So we need to be responsible pet owners. You know, get a leash, have a collar with great ID tags on it. And before you buy a pet or think about choosing a particular pet, really do your homework. Don't buy on impulse. Remember that it is a lifelong commitment, and there are many considerations from personality, lifestyle, and environment all the way down to the cost factor. Generally, the bigger they are, the more they cost. The more hair they have, the more it's going to cost to maintain and to groom. So those are all things to keep in mind. And you're probably wondering why I mentioned that about spaying and neutering. As a student going to vet school, I was taught the same thing. You know, we're going to avoid all these diseases and cancer and on and on and on. But the reality is, according to a study published about 6 months ago, is that spaying female dogs, for example, before the age of four, actually decreases that healthy dog's lifespan by nearly one-third, 30%. As far as the incidence of a variety of cancers, those incidents are increased by spaying and neutering, not decreased. I hope that someday in the future we're working on natural hormone replacement for pets to be able to offer that wonderful option to pets, just like we currently do for humans. Our hormones aren't just needed for reproductions, but they're needed for mental health, for our bones, you know, for strength, for heart health. The list just goes right down the line. So be responsible. Don't give pets as gifts. Keep your pet well identified. You know, make sure those tags are on his collar. If you're not going to eat it for Thanksgiving, don't feed it to your pet. Keep stress to a minimum. And remember that the best treat of all is your love.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for that, Dr. Osborne. I'm so glad you're on the show, and I hope in the future you'll, agree to come back on the show and share your wealth of information with my listeners.
Well, I would love to join your show at any time that you and your listeners would enjoy having me. And I wish you and Mr. Lucky and all your pet-loving listeners a wonderful, happy, safe holiday season.
Same to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Pat. Have a wonderful afternoon.
You too. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, listeners, thank you one more week, and we had another fantastic guest, Dr. Carol Osborne, and she was just phenomenal, and she has some wonderful recipes. She did share her website with our listeners, and you can go to her website to see all the wonderful things that she has, and that's drcarol.com. And you can email her at drcarol@drcarol.com if you have any more additional questions. And next week we have Diane Ingram. She'll be our guest on the – I'm sorry, I'm looking at the wrong date. I'm sorry. We have Danette Mills, who is opening up a whole holistic store. Actually, she already has one, but she's expanding. And so she's going to share all her information with us about that. So this week is Thanksgiving, and I hope that you and your family are having planning to get together, and I hope that you have a safe and wonderful holiday with your families. Until next week, this is Pat McDowell from Yonkers, New York, wishing you and your family a happy, happy holiday. Be well.
AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo.